Okay, under what precedes higher education, in England and Wales, all children must go to school for 11 years minimum. So compulsory education is from the age of 5. In most countries in the world, it is a later age, compulsory education. But in Britain, it is 5. Having said that, most countries of the world where compulsory education begins at 6 or even 7 in many countries, those countries often have a more organized pre-school education system, whereas the state in Britain does not actually provide for everybody to have preschool education. Preschool education is more commonly a private business if you can afford it. The state provides free education for all children from the age of 5. Now, the age of your age depends obviously when you were born, and the academic year begins in September, on September the 1st. And so children are in age groups. Another difference with many countries I've been in is that in Britain in general, if you go to the first year of a school, all the children are roughly the same age. They are all born between the 1st of September and the 31st of August, 5 years before. Right? So at the end of year one, they progress to year two. It doesn't depend on exams or pass or failure. It depends on age, which is a fundamental difference with many systems in Europe, for example, where people can retake years that they, quote, fail, unquote. So that is one difference between the British education system and at least many systems that I've experienced in Europe and elsewhere. Compulsory education lasts for 11 years. And in most areas of Britain, of England and Wales, it's divided into primary and secondary. The first 6 years are primary, years 1 to 6, that's what they're called, year 1, year 2, etc., up to year 6. And in most places in Britain, at the end of year 6, children transfer to a secondary school, and so but the numbers continue. So year 7 to 11 is in the secondary school. Before this system was introduced, the numbering started again. You know, when I'm so old that I was on an old system, but you know, we started the numbers again in secondary school, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But nowadays, the numbers just go through. So if you ask a child what year they're in, they'll say, you know, year 5. That's the 5th year of primary school. If they say year 7, it's probably the first year of secondary school. About 92 to 93% of all British children go to state schools. And the remaining 7 or so percent go to private schools, which their parents pay for. And in the United Kingdom, private schools are very, very, very expensive. I've been amazed in some other countries at how cheap they can be. In Britain, you need to be fairly rich to send your children to a private school. So only about 7% of children go to private schools. You may say, well, I've seen a lot of private schools in Reading. There are indeed many private schools in Reading. Don't forget that a lot of children in private schools are not actually British. They're coming from other countries, you know, rich countries or rich people to be educated. Of British children, only 7% go to private school. It is legally allowed if the parents or if one parent of a child is a fully qualified teacher, it is actually allowed not to send your children to school. It's allowed to teach them at home, as long as you are a fully qualified teacher. For example, I'm a fully qualified teacher. I could, if I wanted, teach my children at home. However, I would be subject to the same inspectors and inspection as the schools. So the government could send an inspector to my home to make sure I'm teaching the curriculum. A few people do that, but not many. But there is a movement in Britain called home education, where a few parents prefer to teach their children at home. In state schools, all teachers, since 1972, all teachers must be properly qualified teachers under the state system.